LA News time right now, 7:39. It is now time for our Spotlight segment on Long Island. A lot's happening as far as the town of Brookhaven is concerned. That I am talking about the hacking of government computers with messages and everything else from terrorist groups. Here to talk about it, one of the leading experts in the field of cybersecurity, Cursive Security's own, Mr. James Taliano, and joins us for a couple of minutes here in the spotlight. James, good to have you aboard, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So lots happening within the town of Brookhaven. The supervisor of the town pretty much stating governmental computers have been taken over with messages and everything else. We have learned also Ohio State and the governor and John Kasich, similar situations there. A lot of people surprised. Town of Brookhaven, what's going on here, James? Can you explain?
Well, yeah, you know, what I'm aware of is that it's just website defacement, which is not uncommon. It's fairly common practice for hacktivists or extremist groups to spread their propaganda. You know, they try to instill fear. And hacktivism in its own right is the act of hacking with the motivation of communicating one's political agenda. You know, we've seen over the years numerous cases with, you know, groups like Anonymous and other hacking groups throughout the Middle East. Whether they're affiliated or just sympathizers of ISIS or other terrorist organizations, this is common. This is commonplace.
So it's commonplace. In essence, it looks like the town said, you know what, the sites are going to be down another day as security officials from the county kind of gather together with other law enforcement. What do you think they'll be working on today in that regard?
Yeah, they're probably trying to figure out exactly, you know, is this a prank or is this something that it is definitely emanating from some kind of, from the Islamic State or some kind of sympathizer. And they're also going to try and investigate and determine what the cause of the compromise was and kind of link it to the other government websites that were affected as well. And that'll give them some insight as to who did this, what the motivation was, and, you know, hopefully give them some kind of confirmation as to whether this was a prank or if it's legitimate.
And legitimate, talking about this team system, DZ, James Taliano, it's the group also accessing apparently several Ohio State Government Department websites we mentioned, including that of Governor John Kasich. That was Sunday, and they have hacked several government websites around the world in recent years, boasted about it actually on the Facebook page of their group. This DZ, this team system DZ, well-known in your estimation here?
To tell you the truth, this is the first time I heard of them. I mean, there's so many different hacker groups out there, and everybody's got their own, again, they've got their own agenda. And, you know, they kind of have their calling card, too. There are hacker groups out there that will specifically go after, companies that develop surveillance software, you know, because they're against the government utilizing this stuff. There are hacker collectors out there that will go after politicians. And in this case, you know, this group is spreading this, you know, terrorist or, you
type
know,
of propaganda, yeah.
Material. Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen now Senator Chuck Schumer get involved here. You have the Congressman Lee Zeldin, 1st District, get involved here. So, in essence, this thing has spread to some mammoth proportions here. Not only security getting involved, governmental officials getting involved, and taking it quite seriously.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if it seems like it's to me, it appears like it's not a prank. I don't know for sure, but they definitely had some motivation where they went off specifically after government websites that was most likely to make their message very, very clear and to demonstrate, you know, their capabilities. But in essence, these types of attacks are really not that sophisticated. They do just this, just to spread propaganda. Whether or not this was just a small piece of a larger attack where they were able to actually compromise internal systems, those details aren't out yet. But again, this is common practice. We see this every single day. There are small businesses that get compromised all of the time. There are government sites across the globe that get compromised all the time. I think it's just the current climate of what's taking place with this specific group, with their message, and who exactly was targeted that makes this more interesting.
And in essence, that's what we're talking about. James Taliano, Cursive Securities cybersecurity expert, one of the leading experts in the country, actually. James, we have seen, as you mentioned, so many of these types of hacking situations. Retailers we know about with information identification all being certainly in jeopardy. We have seen a lot of the PC computers around the globe, 10,000 or so, remember, just a couple of months ago in the UK and other places. I mean, what steps can people put in place, businesses, government offices? We know there is a lot of technology out there, and it's an ever-changing type of business, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it ever-changing is the key the key phrase here, and that's why there's so many issues with underwriting, cyber liability insurance as well, because there's not enough historical data. So that, that's a big component of the industry that's just going to continue to fluctuate. But as far as what everyone could do to protect themselves, number one, and this, I think, hands down, this is what everybody would say, is keep your systems up to date. When things come out, when there's some kind of some kind of leak or some kind of exploit or some kind of malware, those are written to capitalize on things that have been found out in the wild. 2 months ago, there were the shadow brokers leaks, which were alleged NSA exploits that were dumped on the internet, and less than a month later, the world was kind of taken by storm by that WannaCrypt ransomware that hit the UK, as you mentioned. The trick to preventing that was just a matter of patching your systems, because a month before the leaks even came out, Microsoft had issued updates that would have prevented that. So again, keep your systems up to date. That's definitely your first line of defense. And then you have every other possibility out there with, phishing and be careful where you browse to. Those are just normal practices, but if you really want to stay secure, if you really want to do the best you possibly can to prevent something from happening to your personal systems, and this goes for enterprise and government alike, keep everything up to date. Keep your operating system up to date. Keep your applications up to date. Keep your phones up to date.
All right, that's great information. Mr. Taliano, of course, from Cursive Security, really helping so many organizations by assessing, advising, educating, and augmenting their security capabilities, right in Huntington on Main Street, Cursive Security. We'll give you a phone number here as well, 844-429-6225. Short notice, James Taliano comes to the rescue. James, we'll hopefully talk to you soon with some more vital information down the road here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
There you go.